Hear that? That's scratching, because it's hard for me and many people to control the urge to itch when you hear the term bedbug. News reports about retail stores and movie theaters battling the tiny, blood-sucking insects have caused some New Yorkers to panic or at least stash their belongings in plastic bags. But as WNYC's Beth Fertig reports, the bugs can be prevented, and a four-legged weapon is gaining popularity in the battle against the six-legged pets.
Cassie, come around.
For Dave Kendrick of Action Pest Control, that's the signal for Cassie, his two-year-old black lab mix, to get ready to hunt for bedbugs.
You ready to work? All right, Zeke, come on, let's go, Zeke.
Kendrick's clients include stores, theaters, and residential and office buildings. None of them wanted the media tagging along with Kendrick, so we went to a bench in Soho for a demonstration. Cassie sniffed, but she didn't sit down, which would have indicated a bed bug. When she does sit down, in homes at least...
We'll completely strip the bed. We'll take the pillows off, the suitcases, the covers. We'll check all around the seams of our mattresses. You can find them in the back of the headboard.
And in the box springs. Kendrick says the bugs like warm, dark places where they can feast on people. So they're not likely to be riding subways or sitting on park benches unless they're stuck on a bag or a shoe. That's how they wind up in retail stores and movie theaters. Kendrick's company claims to have doubled its revenues since creating a bedbug unit in 2007. The company owns three dogs that were specially trained in Florida, and a fourth is arriving this week. Kendrick uses a flashlight or magnifying glass to make sure the dogs have found the tiny brownish-black pests.
These dogs are so sensitive, they can smell a single egg, they can smell a single bug, and they could be hidden someplace where we can't actually see them. So we have to rely a lot, basically, on what the dog's indicating to us.
It can cost hundreds of dollars an hour to bring in a dog, and if bugs are found, it can be hundreds more to exterminate them with chemicals and steam. But Kendrick says the dogs are worth it to narrow the scope of treatment. Nobody really knows why bedbugs spread here and nationally in the 1990s, but entomologists and people in the pest control field believe they're here to stay.
Bedbugs have been hitchhiking on human beings ever since the beginning of history. This is what they do.
Richard Cooper runs a resource called Bedbug Central and serves on the New York City Bedbug Advisory Board, which issued a report this summer recommending greater outreach and education. Cooper says New Yorkers shouldn't panic and throw out their upholstery, but they should take precautions, like encasing their mattresses and box springs. And if you bring in a pest control company, Cooper, who runs one of his own, says there are things to watch.
One, are they confirming the problem? Two, the kind of preparations that they're giving you, are they situation specific? In other words, are they asking you to bag every single item that you own? A lot of pest control companies do.
And he says that shouldn't be necessary unless an apartment is completely infested. He and other experts say if people had been more vigilant and had the city done more outreach years ago, the epidemic might not have spread so thoroughly. But now that it has, bedbugs, like cockroaches, are part of the urban landscape. And if you're still worried about movie theaters, well, Cooper says don't bring a lot of belongings because that could make it easier for any stray bugs to follow you home. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.